We're listening to another of NPR's 50 Great Voices this morning. In this series, we've chosen influential singers from around the world, from America's Mahalia Jackson to Afghanistan's Ahmed Zaire. This morning, we'll listen to a woman who's known to a billion people or more. That's because Asha Bhosle recorded songs for hundreds of movies in India, which means her fame in Bollywood movies may be rivaled only by her sister. Jeff London has this profile.
Record producer Yusuf Gandhi says Asha Bhosle and her older sister are superstars in India.
What they call playback singers, in the sense that they actually sing the song, but in the movie, most of Bollywood movies are musicals, the actresses are lip-syncing those songs.
Writer Lavanya Shah is the daughter of a famous Bollywood lyricist.
In India, the Bollywood industry is huge, and when a singer sings a song for those, the rest of India listens.
And India has been listening to the alluring voice of Asha Bhosle for decades, whether she sings in Hindi or many of the other languages of the region. And Mumbai Mirror columnist Asim Chabra says she could act through her voice alone.
She could sing a song about a drug addict in Nepal, and she could sing Dancing Girls, and she could sing, you know, vamps in different eras in the 50s and 60s and 70s. She could do it all.
Asha Bhosle and Lata Mangeshkar came from a musical family and began singing for Bollywood films as girls. They became so skilled at it and were so loved by audiences that from the 1950s into the 1990s, they were the female voices of Bollywood.
Very few other female singers would get opportunities to sing because these two women had complete, actually Lata had a complete control over the industry.
Those are the sisters in a duet from the 1950s. Journalist Asim Chabra says Asha and Lata, who had something of a sibling rivalry, also had very different vocal styles and personalities.
Lata always portrayed herself as this very pure, kind of a clean woman, and also the songs that she sang were always that.
Kabhi, kabhi.
Asha sang naughty songs, and she had somewhat of a naughty personality, and she had her personal life also had some naughtiness in it, the fact that she had run away from home and divorces and marriage and all of that.
Bhosle made the vamp her specialty, and this is one of her most famous songs in that persona. It was written by composer R.D. Burman, who not only worked extensively with Asha Bhosle, but married her. Burman took advantage of Bhosle's vocal versatility and created songs for her that brought Western musical influences to Bollywood, combining, say, congas with tablas, or finding some of the grooviest psychedelic rock sounds. If anything cemented her reputation as a bad girl, or turned people on, it was this song, says writer Lavanya Shah.
Dam mara dam, yeah, that is about smoking pot. And I would say that before a woman's liberation became the catchword, she was a liberated female long ago. In India, in villages, women would sit and clean the grain or grind chilies and they would sing songs. Those kind of songs Asha ji has sung, and they have become so popular that every Indian female, she feels that it is part of my growing up and it is part of my life also.
Bhosle's influence has extended far beyond India. She's recorded with the boy band Red Code, the contemporary classical Kronos Quartet, and even pop star Boy George. Bhosle is an electrifying live performer who can sell out concert halls and arenas not only in India, but in this country. And that audience crosses generations. In Long Island, 25-year-old radiation therapist Sunny Thakkar is an unabashed Asha Bhosle fan.
It is just amazing to watch her come on stage and perform, dance with the same enthusiasm and the same qualities that a 16-year-old girl has. When she's on stage, you just want to get up and clap and, you know, dance with her. It's like everybody's high on music.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
You can find more artists in our list of 50 great voices at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Namaskar.